Cuomo made numerous appearances on national and New York media, including WXXI Public Radio in Rochester. He outlined four proposals that have been law in the state for 6 years. They include an assault weapons ban, a mental health database, it prevents some mentally ill people from owning guns, and background checks to close a loophole that excludes private gun sales from the checks. The list also includes an Extreme Risk Protection Act, also known as a red flag law, that was adopted in New York earlier this year. It permits a judge to order the confiscation of a person's firearms if they're deemed a potential threat to themselves or others.
Today, I'm calling on all the Democratic presidential candidates to adopt our law, in essence, and I'm saying to them, if they want the votes of New Yorkers, when they come to New York, I'm going to ask them straight out, do you support our laws? I call it the Safe America Pledge.
Earlier in the day, Cuomo was a guest on CNN, where he commented on an incident that occurred Tuesday night in Times Square in New York City. A backfiring motorcycle caused panic when some people in the crowded space thought it was a gunshot. Nearly two dozen people were injured in a stampede, and a Broadway show stopped in mid-performance. Cuomo says what happened in New York is a microcosm of what's going on in the nation.
People are obviously frightened, and they should be, with what they see in El Paso, Ohio, et cetera. I think they're more frightened by the governmental impotence that we're seeing, where this is the same pattern, right? It's the definition of insanity. El Paso, Ohio, not the first. Las Vegas, San Bernardino, Pittsburgh, et cetera. And still the government is impotent. And that's what's even more frightening than the killings.
Cuomo continued to call out President Donald Trump for what he says is Trump's hateful rhetoric. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, appearing at an unrelated event in upstate Mechanicville, says the nation needs to rethink allowing the sale and possession of assault weapons.
I really want the country to self-reflect. I know people want to have guns, you know, people want to hunt, people want to protect their houses, but I really think this country should really look again at the need for assault weapons that let out, you know, 60 bullets in a minute. I don't agree with the Second Amendment, but I respect it. But I just think that if we look at, compare ourselves to other industrialized countries, you know, we end up getting more people dying by gun in a day than some of these countries get in a year. So I really think it's like, how many more? It's like every time one of these tragedies happens, we could just start the clock to the next one that happens.
Hastie says he thinks a national standard for background checks for gun buyers would help New York enforce its stricter background check procedures. Later in a statement, Hastie said he backs the governor's proposal for the presidential candidates. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.